This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica a step closer to fully completing international migration and development policy. GSAT results to be released on Wednesday. And St. Catherine has a new custos. The news in detail after the break.
The Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, wants you to get compliant. If you have outstanding annual returns, want to remove your company from the register, or close your business name, take advantage of the COJ's two-month amnesty. Access reduced fees on selected services. Remove companies in arrears for a flat fee of $10,000. File annual returns for $3,000 each, and close business names for only $2,000. And it gets better. All late fees and penalties are waived for annual returns. Stop the delinquency. Get compliant. Come in today. The Companies Office of Jamaica Amnesty, May 4 to June 30. Call 908-4419-224 for details.
Now the news. Jamaica is a step closer to fully completing the International Migration and Development Policy as well as the Diaspora Policy. State Minister for Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Arnaldo Brown, gave an update at the opening ceremony for the 6th Biennial Diaspora Conference now underway in Montego Bay, St. James. More from Andrea Chisholm.
The completion of the two policies was a major action item coming out of the previous Diaspora Conference in 2013. The Junior Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister says those talks have yielded results. The Junior Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister says those talks have yielded results.
The International Migration and Development Policy was approved by Cabinet for tabling in Parliament as a green paper pending two amendments. The revised document was resubmitted with an accompanying Cabinet submission in May 2015.
State Minister for Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Arnaldo Brown. He adds that work is also progressing on the National Migration Database to record and track migration trends. In the meantime, the diaspora policy is being refined for submission to Cabinet. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the policy being developed in conjunction with members of the diaspora would maximize their contributions to Jamaica while addressing their concerns.
The diaspora policy will also focus on engaging our people overseas in key areas of social and economic policy planning, including the National Economic Growth Agenda, job creation, and investments.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller. Now, over the next few days, participants will be updated on investment opportunities in key growth sectors such as agriculture, tourism, and business process outsourcing. There will also be an inaugural symposium on immigration and deportation, a major concern to members of the diaspora. Reporting for GIS News, I'm Andrea Chisholm.
The Minister of Education says the results for this year's sitting of the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, will be released to all regional offices on Wednesday. In a release on Monday, the Education Minister said principals are asked to liaise with their respective regional offices to collect their packages starting at 2 p.m. This is to facilitate easy access and to quickly indicate to parents and students all placements following the sitting of the examination. 38,470 students were registered to sit this year's GSAT examination on March 26 and 27. And pastor of the Filippo Baptist Church in Spanish Town, Reverend Jeffrey McKenzie, has been installed as the new Custos Rotulorum of St. Catherine effective April 1. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen presided over the ceremony at the National Police College of Jamaica in Twickenham Park, St. Catherine on June 11. The Governor General notes that Reverend McKenzie is coming from a tradition of service in the Baptist Church, where he has served for over 40 years.
He has an impressive record of pastoral service, especially in Spanish Town, where he has given leadership to several initiatives to address challenges in the community and its environs.
Meanwhile, Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill, who represented Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller, says Custos McKenzie's extensive community service ranks him as a true Jamaican patriot who sees volunteerism as a vital plank of community and national development. Reverend McKenzie replaces Reverend Sophia Azan, who has retired after exemplary service as Custos of St. Catherine for 12 years. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.